שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. Hello Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about going back to school and the impact of social distancing on children and teenagers. Yeah. This year, going back to school was done kind of unwillingly, and we know that the number of contagions is very high. We're number one in the world in number of contagions per million people, and still, schools and kindergartens opened, and many, many parents send their children to school and kindergarten, hoping that everything's going to be fine. And we'd like to talk about how people feel about it, the general feeling that we have to keep going, that we can't stop, that business as usual, we have to go back to our normal life despite the concern and fear and uncertainties that we're facing. I hear all the time kindergarten teachers going into quarantine on the second day of kindergarten. Everyone feels that it's kind of, the entire situation is delusional, but no one knows how to act correctly. So first of all, I'd like to ask, how do you explain the decision of opening the schools, kindergartens, allowing our children, endangering our children in this way despite everything? Where does that come from? Why did we make this decision? I don't want to say why did we decide that or where do we make our decisions from, because it might sound obscene. The way you decide about these little, cute, sweet children that should be the most precious and main thing, I have no other word but disregard, lack of heart, and very serious confusion that this entire nation is under that simply stupefies it. To relate that way to children, that's simply complete irresponsibility. And what I'm experiencing is an inability to stop the habit, obviously. Do you know what this will come to? That women actually won't want to think about their children. What does it say? What does the prophet write about it? Oren, what does the prophet say about the corona days, or in other words, the days of the coming of the Messiah, about the troubles that will come to the Jewish people, that mothers, that merciful mothers cooked their children, merciful mothers cooking their children. This is what the prophet says. Can you believe that something like this could happen? And among the Jewish people? Hard to believe. And on the other hand, I think that what's going on is so delusional now that we feel that reality is kind of irrational. We see what's going on in terms of abuse, and it does not rid you of taking care of the children. That's irrational. It doesn't allow you to say, okay, I'm simply giving up. Let someone else take care of this. The irrational is an incorrect word. Incorrect word. Your attitude is irrational. What should I do? I don't know. Think as though you hear that this is what happens in another country. If I, as a mother, could influence what goes on, I'd take very different decisions. But I'm a part of a larger mechanism. But this mechanism consists of merciful mothers. So what's going on? So what would you say? Were you, instead of going out to shout about the prime minister, to shout for your children, you'd make a real revolution. What are we supposed to demand for our children? you're asking me, then I can't say, then really there's nothing to demand, nothing to shout about, and we've originally reached a state where we have no merciful mothers. I want to explain the atmosphere. We have to go to school, there's kindergarten. Now, what you're actually telling me, you want to explain to me why you have no heart of a merciful mother. I understand. No need for an explanation. No heart. No need for an explanation. I want to explain the mentality. Doesn't matter. You have no heart to go out in favor of your children, to demand in favor of your children. We don't need all your explanations. Why can't you? It's not that I can't, but there's this mentality where people don't want to see life for what it is. What was, what will be, I don't know. I only see what's going on now. Take to the streets and start shouting. What do you have left to do? This is what I'm trying to describe, a kind of mentality that doesn't connect between what is going on and what is supposed to happen. And what will happen, when it will happen, will also, it won't seem to you that it's real and there is something that you can do, exactly like now. So we're waiting for a blow and that it will force us to stay at home, that we can't do it out of our own desire. So there already is a blow. What's the problem? Why does everyone want to run from home? There already is a blow. So what's the problem? Probably that it's not enough yet. Ah, you need more blows. Yeah, I see that this is what's going on. So we're praying out of our heart that we'll have more blows. It's a pity, but there's the situation that until there will be a decisive blow that will force us to make a change, we'll continue with the same paradigms and habits until nature will force us to stop. So what do you want to ask me? I want to ask, how can we come out of this situation? So you yourself are saying that you can't. That if something will save us, some external force will save us, great. If not, then, you know, what can we do? So if still, as parents that are worried, not worried and don't feel nothing, what are you talking about? I disagree with that. This is what you say about parents. I don't see anywhere in any family, even if the women there are yelling to high heaven, and in Israel it's not a wonder, women like yelling. And there's nothing to do. Besides that, they don't want nothing. Besides, everyone thinks that she can demand and others can come and do something for her, what she thinks is right. What's the solution? For you yourselves to do something. What can the country do? What would you want for it to do? I don't know. You're yelling in front of the house of the prime minister. What is he saying? We're investing billions against the coronavirus and in this and in that, but this is what the government can do. But the government can't educate, can't take care, can't really protect each and every baby from everything. This is not the role of a government. So what's the solution? Because seemingly the option is either to send them back to kindergarten or school or to be quarantined at home. I don't know. I'm out of options. I disagree with this and with that and with you. I disagree with all of these options. For me, the option is different. That isn't a part of these decisions. What option do you see? The option is that we are going to cure the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, the way I see it, is the lack of correct connection between us, among the people of Israel. And therefore, we're getting this big blow, and it's only the beginning. We've only reached the first place of the coronavirus relatively among everyone, but it's only the beginning. See what will happen. What do you predict? I predict that all of us will be infected with the coronavirus, just like we hate each other, just like we're disputed, each and every one of us. This way, we will be chronically infected with corona, starting with children and our cats and dogs and everyone, including everyone, in front of all of mankind, for them to see, that they'll really witness that it all comes through us, from us. We might be a nation struck with corona. Yeah? It's a kind of punishment from the heaven. From the heaven, there are no punishments. There are only corrections. And what does the corona come to correct? It comes to show us where the bad is, what's the source of all the problems and evil, that it comes from the nation of Israel. And the source of all evil, what is it? The connection between us, or the lack of connection between us. The central point. Hate between brothers, unfounded hatred, and against that you have love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other curse besides unfounded hatred, and there is no other blessing besides love your neighbor as yourself. It's the one or the other. So what change do you see that's supposed to happen among the children, educators, parents? What changes? Not among children, among educators and parents, Tal said. Rav, Dr. Lightman. Understanding the situation, this is what our healing depends on, Tal. And if we understand the situation, that we have to change our attitude toward each other, what kind of implications will this understanding have? That we will start taking different actions in order to come closer to each other, in order to be more friendly toward one another. We'll all care for our children, that these are our children, that all of the children are our children, that we're one nation, that we're as one man and one heart. And this way, we will heal the entire nation from the coronavirus. We will be the only ones after this blow. If we do what we're supposed to do, then imagine we will be the only ones that only in our realm, that in the world only here, everything will be white, without any red, meaning no infections, only here. And then we'll be able to present it to everyone, and everyone will do the same. What is the point that will lead us to that? What kind of technology do we have to use in order to reach a state where Israel is white, not infected with corona at all? All in all, closeness between people. Until we reach this closeness, we are forced to be quarantined, to distance ourselves from one another. Yeah? So what are the implications of social distancing on teenagers, on children, because it's an age that's very important for them in terms of their interactions? So think about it. What do you have to do in order to provide good interactions for your children? You're the ones preventing it from them. So you're saying that parents that are leaving in the hands of the country and in the hands of schools and everything, they have to take responsibility for their children. Incorrect. I see how unclear it really is to you. Parents are incorrectly connected between them, toward each other. For everyone to be as one man and one heart, as brothers and sisters, If you're not there, then comes the corona and distances you, telling you, sit at home, have the children.